KO4NUE, KO4QLD, East Arlington 10.
Yes, sir. I'm on frequency, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Chris.
Pretty quick response off the Pickens repeater. Anderson and I think the upstate, I got a tail on it like I was getting into the receiver but didn't get a response. And Powdersville, I didn't get a tail on my transmit, so I might be off PO tone or something there. I'll have to check it. But Anderson, I did not get any contact. But like I said, I got that tail like I was opening up the repeater. So I might be getting through there, just probably nobody on frequency right now.
Yeah, so here's the way this works. From what I've learned so far, the GMRS repeaters, most of them do not have controllers with them. They just put the bare repeater up on wherever. So you get no tone, other than the 10-20 minute inactivity timers. So if you're hearing a tail on the carrier, then yes, you're in the repeater. If you wait 20 minutes and nobody's keyed it, then you'll get an identification. But, yeah, so you can hear a tail on Anderson and Pickens. How about 6 Mile?
6 Mile, I think that was the Pickens repeater, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have one programmed in the name 6 Mile, and I named him on my HT according on the website.
Well, good. Okay, so you can get into Anderson, so Lewis has got a way to contact family if he needs to. So that's just kind of nice to know. All right, until we can get him a higher grade license, we can at least do that. So appreciate it, bud. You have a good day. KO4QLG, KO4NUE, 73, brother.
Y'all have a good day, too.